story. I mean, Fahrenheit 451 is a work of genius, I think. So far, at least. And we are now at 1 hour, 12 minutes. And there have just been this very surreal little gathering of the ladies in the living room. And I really think one can use this in our story. In this way, that, because this is made in the 60s, 66 or something, and they are showing, I don't know when they wrote the book, 50s or whatever, how people can be when the society has removed them from everything that is actually life. I mean, they're just going on in a routine, talking things that don't mean anything. And I'm quite sure that the author looked at how people sometimes are. You're just talking about the weather, you know, this and that. And the leaders, they use media to keep you ignorant. And yeah, they take all the books and all that stuff. Independent media, in other words, and serve you a version of reality that they have constructed. And it's so similar to what's going on now. People are almost like that. It's almost scary to see it. So could use this one in our story, that same idea, that all the way through the story, we show the drama from, for instance, Pio's side, or Rick, or whoever. Those who are really drifting, you could say. Out, or rather back into a more awakened state of life, which is the purpose, and of course, of all the Bhagavad Gita and the Jiva Jago and all that, that the Hare Krishnas do. But then we show that parallel. Maybe Pio's parents' home or whatever, when he visits. A little exaggerated, but don't have to do that much. His mother and others, and we can show others like that, ordinary people, how they react and how they are completely ignorant about what's actually going on, how this world is being controlled, and the drama that is going on here. Yeah,